T-minus 27. Gravesen Hotel, Manhattan, New York. It had been tense. It had been heated, and at times it had been anything but easy viewing. But whatever it had been, it hadn't been a disaster. Neither Billy nor Timo had gone into business for themselves with any Dortolu Tepe-related revelations. Clark hadn't come across as overly aggressive, except on the one occasion when it was truly merited, and Jan Geller hadn't landed any major blows on any of her rivals. There was no doubt as to the identity of Team Leisha's VIP, as if there ever had been, and Godfrey made a note to congratulate Emma on so finally striking the appropriate balance between passion and rationality. In the corner of his plush suite, Godfrey poured himself a neat whiskey and switched the enormous TV to Blitz News. An inappropriate but somewhat understandable roar of relieved laughter escaped his lips as he saw that the Anti-Cooperation Network had already pivoted its coverage of the Buenos Aires incident towards the typical post-shooting format of breaking down the key facts about the shooter in glitzy graphics and montages. The mere fact that he was now being referred to as a shooter rather than a victim, as Blitz had been running with as recently as a few hours earlier, signaled very clearly that the decision makers at Blitz knew that their chosen narrative had decisively gotten away from them. It would take a long time for fear of Leisha to fade completely among those troubled by the extent of his power and the fact that he used it in anger rather than out of absolute necessity. But Godfrey was glad the healing process would at least have a chance to begin now that America's biggest news network wasn't doing all it could to paint the messengers as unhinged murderers who would inevitably strike again. Godfrey said, reaching again for the remote control as the TV picture turned to static. Weird. But if this was weird, what came next was positively mystifying. A sudden and total flash filled Godfrey's suite so instantaneously that his eyes didn't even have time to close in defensive reaction before the stupefying effect of the flash momentarily froze his every muscle. The room returned to normal as quickly as the flash had come, and a smile spread on Godfrey's face as though he had just heard the best news in the world. He couldn't see the doorway. Such was the shape of the suite's entryway, but he knew who was there. "I was worried you had left us for good," he called, walking towards the door as he breathed a sigh of relief, which he would quickly come to recognize as decidedly premature. Not just mid-sentence, but mid-word, William Godfrey's question was cut short by a sudden and almost paralyzing shock to his system. Because on the other side of his hotel room stood the lone figure of neither Leisha nor any other extraterrestrial. And in the spot where he had expected to see one of them, William Godfrey instead saw the familiar but terrified face of Chinese Premier Ding Ziyang.